is Free Talk Live. Another week of fun and excitement in store for you. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, and you can join us six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern. So there, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Of course, you can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find a bevy of things, and they're all on the house, including...
A plethora.
That's right, including a glut, including the archives. The last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website, and you don't have to log in. There's no membership fee, there's no credit card, no registration, none of that. All, you know, all that stuff those other talk shows want you to go through in order to get at their archives?
All that stuff.
We give it to you for free. We always have it. Freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, check out their website, freestateproject.org, or you can give them a call, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or again, you can check out their website, freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. This is a show about your calls, if you make them, at 800-259-9231. Perhaps it's a political issue, perhaps a personal problem you've got you want to discuss with somebody. Well, we're here, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. If, in the event that you don't call, we have to bring stuff up, and we're well prepared to do so. In fact, Johnson, why don't we start with you tonight? What is it that is on your troubled mind?
My troubled mind?
Well, you tend to be troubled, I think.
I think I am a little troubled by this.
Yeah, I would be too, especially if I was the guy in question.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And this is Florida. More fun legislation from Florida.
Well, Florida's certainly not the only place that'll give us some screwed up legislation.
Yeah, just Florida's one of the ones that are up there. Authorities are sending convicted sex offenders to jail on probation violations for having... What do you think?
Little girls in duct tape in their basements. Wait, it's Florida. Never mind.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Racy magazines such as Maxim in the latest crackdown on... prohibitioners in the state.
You know, so if they can sell the magazine without a brown paper wrapper, then the guy should be able to have it.
Yeah, you think?
Shouldn't they be allowed to have Playboy, too?
Well, if there's stipulations of their probation, but then again, I mean...
Well, then they can just make it so they... It just seems ludicrous to me. I mean, okay, I understand that you don't want them to be all sexual, but unless you actually clip them... You know, unless you do the what do they call it? Chemical castration. You know, unless you do something like that, and does that even, that takes away sex drive, right?
Right.
Okay. Unless you take away their sex drive, what's wrong with having them take care of themselves? I don't understand that. Every man has to, except for our old co-host. We used to have a co-host on the show who refused to admit, and to this day, if you could look him into his eye, and he would refuse to admit to masturbating. And there's not a man in this world that has never engaged in that activity. I don't believe it. I personally don't believe it. And so these guys get out of jail.
There's got to be somebody who makes it that 1%.
These guys get out of jail, and or get out of their punishment, whatever it was, and now they're on probation, and one of the elements of this is they can't look at Maxim, let alone Playboy?
You know, I hate to... I hate to defend sex offenders in any way, shape, or form, personally.
Right. I'm not defending them either.
I'm just saying that it seems like this is kind of unreasonable. You know, if for one, you can't second-guess what occurred. It's not like they were told ahead, hey, don't buy magazines like Maxim, FHM, you know, these magazines...
Ahead of what, though? You said...
Ahead of time.
Ahead of what time?
Well, probation.
When
you walk into the probation office, they give you a set of rules.
Right.
This is the rules you have to abide by in order to cease to not go back to jail.
I kind of want to ask, like, listener opinion on this. I kind of want to find out, do people think that it's okay? I mean, I want to know, like, if they're taking away magazines from sex offenders... Are they completely prohibiting the sex offender from experiencing anything sexual at all during the entire stay of their prison sentence and then probation afterwards.
Possible.
I mean, is that what they're doing? Because that's what I'm wondering. I mean,
maybe
because they're certainly taking away those freedoms from them.
Maybe
any sort of sexual freedom whatsoever.
That must be their intention, but it's ludicrous to suggest that you could possibly take away that.
To see, you know, I would think that if you were to completely deprive someone of any sort of normal sexual behavior and conduct...
And it is normal to masturbate, by the way, just so you know.
...that it would make them into a sexual predator.
Well...
Don't you think? I mean, I don't think
that we can jump to any conclusions. I just think it's really...
I'm sure that there are scientific studies that show out there that if a man is deprived of... In fact, it's the law. It's the law. If you're married, that, you know, to provide what, consort or consortium or... What is it? I can't remember.
I have no idea what you're getting at.
There is a law. There is a law stated that if you are married, that you are legally bound to provide...
Sexual pleasure to your partner?
Yep.
Pretty much the truth.
Yep.
Hmm.
If you don't...
Alienation of affection?
Yeah, if you don't, it's called, like, withholding of consortium or something like that.
Wait a minute. Do they specify... This is news to me.
It's grounds for divorce, is what it is.
Okay, so if... I mean, is there a specified time period? Like, if my wife asks me for a little pleasure... Oh, I have to...
I think it's something like a month or 3 months.
That's not too bad. That's not unreasonable.
I don't know the law on these things, but I know that if you're, you know, deprived for a certain period of time, that it is...
I think it's something like once a month or at least once every 3 months or something like that. It's not, you know...
I mean, I think it's silly that that legislation even needs to be there. I don't agree with it, obviously. Look, if it's your marriage, you deal with it on your own. Why do you need the law to get involved?
Well, there was a time when, you know, you needed better reason than, you know, irreconcilable differences to get a divorce.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you needed a reason to get a divorce. Judges didn't just hand them out. So, I mean, one of those reasons would be alienation of affection.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Find out what you think about this sex offender issue. Rick in Reno, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Rick.
Hello. I approach this question from the standpoint of the neighborhood resident and the homeowner.
Great.
And these ridiculous laws, for instance, the law requiring sex offenders to go about the neighborhood to introduce themselves. Well,
right. Bad idea.
My answer to that is what a Reno or a Nevada police officer in general will tell you. If someone's at your door trying to jimmy it open, for instance, you shoot them and then drag them inside your house. In the case of a sex offender coming onto my property, if I know they're a sex offender and I have children, like as not, they're going to be dead as soon as they cross that property line.
Okay, I understand that. I don't know if I could agree with shooting someone as soon as they cross your property line without giving them a warning first, but...
Yeah, you should shoot over their head first.
Well, you shouldn't shoot at anybody unless you're intending to kill them, man. But what's your opinion on the issue of whether or not they should be allowed to have Maxim magazine?
I have no opinion. Just keep them the hell off my property, because if you don't, I will.
I see where you're coming from there. So you don't care if they pleasure themselves then? That doesn't
matter. Again, I have no opinion on the matter.
All right. Rick, anything else on your mind tonight?
That's it.
Great call. Thanks. 800-259 just wants to kill some sex offenders. 800-259-9231.
I can't say that I don't respect Rick's opinion.
Well, especially I'm sure he's got a daughter or something like that, and it's obviously going to intensify the feelings. But I think I'd give anybody a warning. You know, hey, get off my property.
I think his general philosophy was kill them all and let Satan sort them out.
Maybe so. Look, get off my property. If you don't get off my property, then I'll shoot you. I think that's fair at that point, because then you've been warned. You have the choice at that point to turn around and walk away or to continue on forward and receive some lead for your efforts. So, how do you feel about this? 800-259-9231. It looks like, at least here in the state of Florida, and I'm sure this is similar elsewhere, it's a violation of a sex offender's probation to be caught with... sexy magazines, for lack of a better term. I mean, they're not,
and not even porn.
No, they're not even porn. Just the kind of, you know, girly mags with the girls in the bikinis on the front covers. And actually, does it say in there how this guy got caught? We'll look into that coming up. 800-259-9231. This is your show. I mean, did he bring the magazine to his probation office? This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the number for you to take control of the show and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
The Monday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Anything political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You can, of course, email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might get your emails. It's a possibility. But the phone calls are primary on this show. Right now we're discussing issue out of Florida. Johnson, you brought this one in. There's somebody that has violated his probation. He's a sex offender. And in case you don't know, if you're a sex offender in most all states, there's some pretty draconian stuff that happens to you for the rest of your life. or significant decades worth of your life after you actually get out of prison. So the prison sentence is not all, it's not the entire piece, the entire pie, if you will, for a sex offender. So what did this guy do exactly?
Okay, I'm going to continue on here, but I'm not actually going to say the offender's name because I don't feel like repeating it any more than he's already, you know, I don't feel like giving any more attention than this guy's already gotten.
All right.
So I'm just going to call him AC. Officers searched the Miami home of AC on May 18th and found a sexy calendar, a racy poster, and a few copies of Maxim magazine. C, 23, was jailed for 6 days before a judge ordered his release. Corrections officials said C, who was on probation for the sexual battery of a mentally disabled relative...
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Talk about one of the worst sex crimes you can have. I mean, by the just so you know, the category of sexual offender includes people who urinate in public. So there's definitely a scale of offensiveness, in my opinion. And taking advantage of a mental retard is definitely one of the worst.
Yep,
not pretty.
But in court papers,
that's like having sex with a dog, basically. I mean, I'm not saying mental retards are like dogs, but.
Well, they can't.
It's taking advantage of somebody that can't do anything about it.
Yeah, I can't take that. Yeah.
I mean, they can't even go tell, you know, in some cases.
In some cases, yeah.
You know, sometimes the dog is the initiate in that.
No.
What are you talking about?
Only you know, on legs.
Yeah, exactly. But in court papers, C's lawyer, Mel Black, described Maxim as far from obscene. A judge will decide next month whether C's probation should be revoked or extended, or whether the magazine's calendar and poster were innocent.
Were innocent? Could they be guilty? Can you have a piece of paper be innocent or guilty? I know that, I mean, I realize that's just the journalist that wrote that, but just a silly, silly idea.
Yep. Corrections officials say they will leave it to the judges to ultimately decide whether something is obscene and whether an offender must go to jail over it.
Ah, yes, there's some evidence that, the translation of that is, we'll bust you for whatever we want. And it's up to the judge to decide. It's up to the court system to decide whether or not it was legal. You just got to spend 6 days in jail, buddy. And we won't spend any time there if the decision is, you know, reached that we were wrong.
Yeah.
So they just go and they just arrest you based on any old reason, whatever, you know, anything they want. Including having a Maxim magazine. And I'm
the
sorry.
Best thing you can do with it. It's not very good.
I'm sorry. The dude molested or had some sort of contact sexually with a mental midget, which is horrible and terrible. And, you know, he definitely deserves to be ostracized. But, man, if you're not going to chemically castrate somebody, you should at least let them pleasure themselves. Yeah. I think it's ludicrous to suggest that that somebody who has been freed
and all
for
you
jail
guys out
be
there
able to do that.
Get a safe.
Get a safe for your magazine.
Soon, you know, after they ban cigarettes and after they start banning fatty foods, you know what's next?
Porn.
If not first,
porn.
Yep.
You know what? I hadn't thought of that because they wanted to do it in the state of Utah. In fact, they created a so-called porn czar.
And, of course, you know what will be required after that happens is because people will start going crazy. They're going to need to drug you.
Well, you know as well as I, Johnson, that if they banned pornography, just like if they banned cigarettes, it'll just go underground.
Oh, of
it'll
course.
Just get just the women will get uglier, and it'll cost more. And
of course, there'll be a black market for it, and there'll be violence and all sorts of horrible
things. The internet is a heck of a distribution point for it.
Oh, no doubt.
And they're not going to be able to stop it. I mean, how are they going to limit the internet?
It's not possible.
No.
I mean, they'd love to. The UN's talking
about
it.
UN.
The UN wants to do it.
Do we still
but
have
whether or not they could, whether or not they can, is a whole other question. I mean, the governments tend to be so behind the times when it comes to technology, and thank goodness. I mean, thank goodness the market moves so much faster than the state, because by the time the government figures out how to control one iota of the internet, it'll be 5 years beyond that, and the iota that they were looking to control will not be used by anyone anymore, and something new will have come in to replace it.
We just gotta hope, man, because those lines are still there. Those lines are physical.
The actual
cables that run the internet are actually physically there, which means that they can be controlled.
Yes, yes, they can. But that would, but then again, it's not as simple as just cutting the cables. I mean, they could go in and order Comcast or your internet provider to stop offering service, but to actually order them to filter certain things and to get into the actual technical details of doing that sort of
thing. China did it. Firewall of China.
There's also some great underground cafes in China as well, which completely bypass the great Chinese firewall. So if you've got enough money, you can go to China and access any website you want to through a black market cafe. You know, you just have to know the right storekeeper, and they'll hook you up.
Well, that's if they can do it on... because basically they find a way to get into the regular internet as opposed to the firewalled internet. Now, if the UN regulates it, they might be able to go to the source of things, that organization that has, you know, like five letters.
Yeah, the people that give out domain names, basically.
Yeah. I mean, they might actually, they could possibly be successful.
It's a frightening idea, but again, what we always have to remember...
The internet is pretty slick. I mean, people will just create sub-internets, right?
Yeah. Well, like somebody else was saying, they'll create an alternative internet or an Internet 2 or something like that.
They have an Internet 2, and it's... bad.
Well, the other thing you have to remember is they are just talking about it. They're still trying. These are the same people that spend 2 years, for instance, the Amtrak bureaucracy, spent 2 years trying to figure out the color of the window blinds. Okay, this is kind of minutia that these bureaucrats get mired in. And so they're always so busy just arguing over this micromanagement stuff, they never get anything done.
Right.
I mean, here in Florida, you were complaining about this over the weekend, the bullet train idea that the brilliant Florida voters passed and then subsequently repealed. This bullet train idea, they created a task force, and then, you know, 2 or 3 years later, they'd come up with nothing, and they came up with a bunch of different plans, and they were still being mulled over, and by that time, somebody else came up with a great idea of repealing the whole concept. So they'd already spent millions of dollars on the task force to assess the situation. I mean, these people, the people that are in charge of trying to control the internet are the kinds of people that plan on planning to begin to start doing something. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So, thankfully, the market bypasses all that planning. They have a meeting session, a strategy session, and they go and they do. And if they fail, then they lose their money. And if they don't, then they win and they profit. So it's two totally different worlds at trying to interact with one another.
Speaking of government inefficiency, I had to bring this up because I saw a movie over the weekend, and I want to make a recommendation because I know how much our listeners love movies that wake people up. Pentagon Wars.
Sounds interesting. I'm sure
excellent movie.
Tell us a little bit about it when we return. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Fill her up, ma'am. Do you long for the good old days when service station attendants did the muscle work of pumping gas? Well, they're back. And when I come back, I'll tell you all about it. This is Bobby Likas with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
the new generation of gas station attendants will do the muscle work, all right, but they won't have muscles. They're robots called smart pumps. In future Shell stations, you'll drive to a designated panel in the center island, enter credit card information, and make your gas request. Smart Pump will then determine your car's exact position and descend a robotic arm that opens the fuel door and inserts the nozzle into a special cap. After filling, the arm retracts and a receipt is printed. Now, if Smart Pump would only smile and wash your windshield. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send you an update via your email box, and you'll be one of the first people to know if you go to freetalklive.com and join us on the updates list. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we're talking about, actually, you were recommending a movie right before we went away for a moment there, Johnson. The Pentagon Wars.
Right. Did you bring up the description of the
movie? I did.
All right.
In fact. But excellent. I want you to describe it. Because you watched it.
It was good.
Well, what was it?
I'm horrible at describing movies. Don't ask me that.
I'll read this boring old description. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel John Burton was assigned to evaluate the usefulness of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle, an Army Troop Carrier Scout Vehicle that in its final redesign was effectively a death trap for its occupants.
The Bradley is a disaster.
Burton keeps... So is this a true story, then? Or based on
a true
story?
No, it's apparently supposed to be a completely truthful account of exactly how everything went.
Wow. Burton keeps trying to execute a proper live-fire armor test on it, but it's constantly subverted by his temporary commanding officer, Major General Partridge, in order to get it under construction and in the field. So...
Major General Partridge is played by Kelsey Grammer.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the other guy?
James Burton.
James Burton is played by Cary Elwes, who is the guy from Princess Bride, if anybody knows. I don't know what other movies he's
right.
in.
So what makes this movie so good?
This movie is so good because it's so funny, just the way it depicts everything, you know, how the military kind of dishonestly goes through all these tests and doesn't... because. It basically shows how in the military and in government in general, how incompetence is rewarded.
Huh. Interesting.
And it basically points out exactly how it works. And
that's brilliant.
It's very good.
I will have to check that out. Because normally what you get from Hollywood is you get the glorification movies. And not just the military, but also the police department. You know, the idea that, look at these heroes. They're America's heroes. All of them, every single one without question. Look at how they solve crimes and how they fight wars. So noble, so honorable. And then you got movies like this, which really actually reveal the bureaucracy and the wastes of time that go on and the wastes of our taxpayer dollars within these bureaucrats.
What was interesting in this is how they also finally showed the end result of, you know, how, you know, the soldiers, the grunts, if you were the ones that, I guess, were good at finally, towards the, you know, the middle end of the movie or whatever.
Well, that makes sense. They joined for the right reasons.
Right, exactly. It's just how the upper echelon is kind of the scum.
Well, weren't we talking to Al, the former police officer, mm-hmm. who basically confirmed the idea that the lowlifes end up rising through the higher levels of bureaucracies because the guys at the real top levels don't want their jobs threatened by any of the smart kids that come in. That's why they'll not let you in to the police academies in some areas of the country if you ace their tests. Because if you're doing too good, you're a threat to the high-level people. That's why
I don't remember that, but I've heard things just like that.
It's absolutely true. That's why police aren't the brightest bulbs in the basket for the most part, because they don't want any smart cops out there.
You know, well, that, and they also want people who are going to play along and always be kind of subservient and yes, sir, you know.
I was thinking today, you were talking about how Hollywood...
That's not a slight against all the cops, by the way. I'm sure it's, again, it's different depending on the department. So I'm sure there's some departments where they like good, you know, good cops in.
I was thinking today, you know how you were talking about the Hollywood, just saying that, you're glorifying these particular, you know, the army, the, police.
Well, one, they always solve the crimes.
Another thing that's, another group that's highly glorified are professional firefighters.
Yes.
These people, they can do no wrong.
Not as often, but yes.
Well, I think there's only been like two or three firefighting movies.
I
think they hold in people's minds as a result a much higher station, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, firefighters are right up there next to angels. You know, the way they walk around, you can't say anything bad about a firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can.
Well, you used to be a volunteer firefighter.
Yes, I certainly
was.
Which
is why you can.
I can say it. 92% of the stations in America are all volunteer. Another 5% are volunteer and paid.
I gotta say that to be a volunteer firefighter does seem heroic to me.
I definitely have only the very best things to say about the volunteer firefighters. It's the professionals that get all the attention. They're the ones with the hats and the bumper stickers and the T-shirts. I mean, the only guy who has more PR paraphernalia than these people is Jesus. I swear, because there's bumper stickers. And the fire department in New York, they got that. You know, when the people were running out. We were running up.
Right.
And that whole thing. And please, volunteers would have been running up, too.
Yes.
Let's be clear. It's not because they're getting paid that they were, you know... The fact that upon pain of the loss of my house, I have to pay these people, I don't know. It bothers me. I mean, why can't they all be volunteer? You know, they were... All the houses were volunteer in New York at one point.
Is that right?
Yeah, so...
Makes sense.
As a matter of fact, fire departments were paid by insurance companies... For putting out fires.
Well, I would say the answer to why they can't all be volunteers is probably pretty simple. I mean, as you are going around to bigger and bigger cities, the larger the area, the less influence of one vote has, for instance. So, you know, a vote in a small town is far more valuable than a vote in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got bureaucrats and elected officials that are not very accountable to the voters. Mm-hmm. And so... If I'm an elected official in X city, and you are one of my good old boy buddies, you come to me and say, "Hey, I know this Xville doesn't have Free Talk Liveville doesn't have a fire department, a paid fire department yet. Haven't you thought about putting that on the docket there, Mr. Selectman?" Well, I hadn't really thought about that. Well, maybe I could pad your campaign funds a little bit here, and you could create a professionally
who
run fire department. Somebody that wants to be a bureaucrat. Somebody that wants to get a cushy paycheck. The guy that wants to be the administrator for the fire department. He doesn't want to go in and actually save anybody from any burning buildings, but he'd love to be collecting $100,000 a year for cutting all the other paychecks and pushing some pencils around. Mm. I just think it's just more of a good old boy network thing than anything else, personally.
Well...
Because there is the
I don't know why
network.
It would happen, but it certainly is annoying to me. The sitting around, working out, hanging out at the firehouse, getting paid $40,000 a year, 24 on, 48 off. Plus, that there's something called like a Hoskins Day, which every month they get another day off. Besides 24 on, 48 off,
sure.
They get another day off per month. I don't know. It's just so annoying to me. Essentially, ambulance drivers could take care of the vast majority of the stuff. I mean, private companies that have ambulances, the employee EMTs in these ambulances could take care of the vast majority of the calls. And then that very, very, very rare occasion when there's actually a fire, which, you know, I mean, these guys are called firemen. Essentially, they're medics. Their existence has to be justified.
To suggest that there's a reason for having a professional I don't like using that term, a bureaucratic fire department. There is no reason. It's somebody decided it at some point, because if they decided to get rid of it, then the market would take over, and the market would do it so much better. I mean, I'm just thinking
the market does it so much better in most of America.
Yeah, even, I mean, for instance, an insurance company could offer to pay those individuals, those volunteers that showed up and actually successfully put out the fire. I mean, there could actually be some money
in it
for some of these people. 800-259-9231. So, as always, supporting the market over
government.
Worthless bureaucracies. This is your show. Take control. We'll talk about adulterated, watered-down manwich. Coming up. Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. The Monday Night Edition. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. In fact, we are pushing for some votes right now. Normally, we push for votes at the beginning of the month. But this month, there's the podcast awards going on. And some of our listeners, without any prodding from us, mind you, have nominated us for the podcast awards, and we appreciate that. In fact, they've nominated I'm sure they nominated us for more than one category. We made it into the finals.
Cultural political.
For the cultural political podcast, the best cultural political podcast category. And you can go vote for us at
podcastawards.com.
Podcastawards.com. I knew there was a reason I had you here. Podcastawards.com. You just scroll down for a little bit, and you'll see we're like the third one down on the left, I think, the third category. You just click on Free Talk Live. All you need is an email address, and it takes you moments to go and vote for us. In fact, you can do it once every 24 hours.
Something I also noticed is that if you have more than one person in your family that uses the same computer, they don't, IP a check or whatever is the terminology?
Right.
So
instead of being one
husband
vote for
and wife can vote one per email address per day.
Assuming the husband and the wife have separate email addresses. Yes,
assuming they do.
They can each vote at the website at, what was it again?
It's podcastawards.com.
Podcastawards.com. All righty, there you go. 800-259-9231.
I checked it out. As you know, and it makes me think, I wonder if you know, some of these sex offenders we were talking about earlier could get busted for listening to shows in the mature category.
Yeah, maybe
that's
so.
I saw that was one of their categories, was mature.
Well, yeah, what if there was a show with a woman making noises of a certain sort? Would that violate the...
It would annoy
me. I'm sure there are plenty of podcasts. Yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of podcasts with people that make noises.
Right. All right, so there you go.
It doesn't take a lot of talent.
All right, yeah. So you can vote for us. And you can also, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. Shoot us an email if you'd like. In fact, this one came into the email box. It wasn't directly addressed to us, but I found it very interesting from our friends over at the Advocates for Self-Government, Michael Cloud, talking about adulterated, watered-down libertarianism, like Manwich has. Libertarians are skeptical toward government intervention, wrote a columnist. Libertarians are concerned about the continual expansion of government, wrote a libertarian organization. Libertarians favor a smaller government role in the economy, wrote a reporter. Libertarians want less regulation and day-to-day interference, wrote yet another reporter. Do you see how these formulations weaken, dilute, and adulterate the meaning of liberty and libertarianism? Try these watered-down and adulterated phrasings in other areas. Are doctors skeptical about the value of infections and diseases? Are skydivers merely concerned about the failure of their parachutes to open? Do police officers favor a smaller role for organized crime? Do bank auditors want less embezzlement and less day-to-day white-collar crime? Ridiculous, isn't it? But so are the watered-down phrasings of libertarianism. To adulterate is to, quote, corrupt, debase, or make impure by the addition of a foreign or inferior substance. To prepare for sale by replacing more valuable with less valuable or inert ingredients, from Webster's Dictionary. When false friends or weak allies water down liberty with less valuable or worthless ingredients, freedom loses, and so do we. Take a look at a few weak, watered-down, diluted brews of liberty and libertarianism. Compare watered-down and adulterated libertarianism with the pure stuff. Libertarians do not doubt the value of big government and government intervention. We're sure that they're damaging and destructive. We oppose them. Libertarians are not individuals who are unconvinced or remain unpersuaded or aren't sold on or are less than excited by big government, high taxes, or government intervention. We are convinced, persuaded, and sold on the belief that big government doesn't work, that government interference and intervention into the voluntary, peaceful relations of individuals is destructive, wrong, and evil. And we oppose these actions of government. We work against these things. We try to reduce and remove them. Libertarians are not people who favor or prefer freedom and small government, favor or prefer ice cream flavors or clothes or music, movies, vacation spots. Many people, perhaps most, favor or prefer one thing while accepting another. Libertarians are people who insist on or boldly advocate freedom and small government. We accept no substitutes, and we act to advance freedom and small government. Libertarians are not people who see the new law as a threat to freedom or view it as a danger to our liberties, who believe it must be vigilant toward the new law. Libertarians hold that the new law is a violation and an infringement on freedom, that it's an attack on liberty, like the Patriot Act, that we must repeal and remove that law immediately. Mathematicians do not doubt that 2 plus 2 equals 7. Chemists are not skeptical toward alchemy. Astronomers are not unpersuaded, unconvinced, or unsold on astrology. They rationally reject such nonsense. They're guided by reason, research, and reality. Libertarians must preserve and protect the meaning and value of libertarian concepts and language. We must advocate and advance truth and labeling towards libertarianism and liberty. We must object to and correct watered-down and adulterated libertarianism, which is why you're here on this show, man, which to point out what exactly watered-down libertarianism sounds like.
Well,
and I'm here
I don't think that
on.
That article necessarily attacks people that are might be small-L libertarians.
Yeah, you're right. I've got one that does. I can't read it because it's way too long, though. But I found out what you're called, Manwich. I've got a term for you now. You're
sane.
Regime libertarian.
What the hell is a regime libertarian?
Versus a laissez-faire libertarian. So we'll get into the difference maybe a little bit later.
Well,
we got calls.
Means...
I prefer true versus fake.
We got calls on the line. One of them is a girl named Johnny. So we're going to get to that lovely lady coming
and
up
a boy
next.
Named Sue.
800-259-9231, because ladies come first here on Free Talk Live. If you call in and you're female, we put you ahead of the pack. We're coming back with more. You take control. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there. Live streaming, bulletin board system, archives, all of it is on the house. It's Egan here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Johnny. Johnny the lady. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich, and you're listening on KCXL. Hello, Johnny.
Yeah, hi. I had a couple of questions.
Of course.
Okay, first thing. I did hear a caller a while back talk about New Hampshire, and I think you kind of criticized them about it being cold. Well, you guys are like in Florida, right?
We are absolutely
yes.
like
right.
in Florida.
Yeah, just like
okay.
Florida.
Well, it is. I am originally from New Hampshire, and the caller really has a point because it really is cold. Up in New Hampshire, it snows, and then there's ice, and then there's snow on top of ice, and then there's ice on top of snow. And living through that, there are a lot of people that want to just get out of New Hampshire because of that.
Oh, I believe it. I mean, I can imagine that after 40 years or so of being up in the cold.
You're just kind of like, okay, I've had enough.
All of us signed up for the Free State Project with the understanding that it was going to be cold, and we're all Floridians. I mean, so we all made the decision on our own. So if it sounds like we poo-pooed him a little bit, okay.
Oh, no, but I'm saying that you should maybe consider having a couple of alternative locations like Texas or Florida. You know, I just think that if maybe you have some other alternative locations, that more people can get involved, and the people that really can't move physically because maybe they just started a family, New Hampshire maybe is a little bit more expensive than, say, the Midwest.
Coming from somebody, I grew up in Maine. I actually grew up in Maine, and I spent some winters hiking around in New Hampshire, in the mountains of New Hampshire, through snowdrifts and whatnot, in snowshoes. And you know, you gotta give. You know, sometimes you gotta give something up for freedom. Our founding fathers were willing to have their guts cut out and burned.
Okay, and that will bring up my second question. I think it's great that you guys are talking about freedom, and I wanted to know where you stood on, you know, freedom from these babies that are, you know, being aborted. Do you think that is something that we need to stand up for? I mean, I'm a woman. I want rights.
The government shouldn't be involved.
Wait, I want to hear what she has to say.
Listen,
go ahead, Johnny.
I'm a female, and I've been hearing from these women activists that just think it's so great to have abortion. It's so great. And there's so many of us now that are stepping back and saying, you know, is abortion really what we're fighting for? Or do we want to, go back to the Declaration where it says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
Johnny,
and I'm
gotta
really
say
looking
that,
for a party that I can
but
stand
do you actually
behind.
Want a response, or do you want to rant?
Johnny, hang on.
Well, I want to stand behind a party. I want to stand behind a party that can stand behind it right.
Well, now, Johnny, let's explore this here for just a moment here. First of all, I want to address something you said about the Texas, about the state choice. The reason why New Hampshire was chosen, one of the major factors was population. All the southern states are way too populated in order for us to have, in order for liberty lovers to be concentrated enough to make a difference. On to the other issue that you brought up. I've never heard any women partying down about the fact that they get to have abortions. The women that, you know, that I've known that have had them all made that choice very carefully, and it was not a happy day for them. It was not, oh boy, I get to go have an abortion. Good old times. In fact,
exactly.
Johnny, if you can hang through, you know, this is an important emotional issue, and I want to make sure you have a good, solid answer. So hang on, 800-259-9231, if you've got comments as well. You know, the most important question is, would you kill someone for having an abortion? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. Take control.
Are you?